Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to GPS, GQ Pilot Sports, after further review with the mayor every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. He's doing it hard body karate with Butter Baby.
GQ Pilot Radio.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on a pro. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away, dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, or clay, we keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. When it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
Hey y'all, this is Halfpipe from Son of Berserk, No Self-Control. Keep it tuned to the mayor after further review on GQ Palace Radio.
This is Johan. When I'm not practicing law or being a professor out at Hofstra University, I talk sports, I debate sports. There's some great sports talk and debate. Check out the mail on After Further Review on Tuesday night. Call in.
Hey, this is your girl T. On Tuesdays from 8 to 10, I'm chilling with the mayor on GQ Power Sports. He's doing a hard body karate. It's Butter Baby, Butter Baby, Butter Baby,
Yo, what it do? What it be like? It's your boy Mike Hans, a.k.a. Mr. Fix-It, 997 host, Carnegie Deli Slicer, Denver Court General, and all that and them things. When I want to know the score, I'm checking out my main man, the mayor, when I have the further review on Tuesday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. Then we really see who's winning.
GQ Palace Radio, a.k.a. GQ Palace Sports. Before we get into a thing tonight, man, I got to, you know, salute my man, Rich Money, Miss Lavina, the whole GQ Palace family, man. As of August 1st, we've been rocking out, man, this thing for 2 years, man. So, you know, we've been doing it, so I'm not a rookie no more. August 1st, 2012, yo, my man was like, yo, we're going to give you this show. You talk sports. You know sports. Come do your thing. I had a co-host. Shout out to T. You know what I mean? Philadelphia Eagles, whatever. You know. She was holding it down, holding me down, man. You know what I mean? And then just took off and running. We started off as an hour show. Excuse me. We started off as an hour show, man. And it didn't really start popping until like a quarter to nine. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was like, yo, let's stretch the field a little bit and take it for 2 hours. I was like, bet that. I'm with that because I could talk sports all day, man. So, we've had guests. We've had fun, man. We had, you know, crazy times, you know what I mean? Gets kind of hectic sometimes, especially during football season, you know what I mean? But that's just the passion that, you know, people show in what they do, man, and especially the sports thing, man. So you get behind something and you run with it and you believe in it, and that's what you do. But, yeah, man, so here we are, August, 5th, 2014, man. We still rocking live and direct, man, every Tuesday night. Man, I don't even know, man. I don't think I missed, like, 5 shows in 2 years. We did joints on Saturdays, man, when we did miss shows, during the week or whatever. So, yeah, man, we've been grinding hard. I grind hard in the sports thing. And in the meantime, since I've, got down with, GQ Powers Radio, man, I've did numerous things, I'm co-hosting a Sunny Crew show on Monday nights or whatever, doing my thing over there. Your man Star from Starbucks, wow, he's trying to put me on, So, I'm just doing it at my own pace, man. I'm not trying to, jump and take Stephen A's spot and none of that right there, I just want to do me. So, I appreciate, Ms. Pavina, man, for, putting up with my madness, man, and Big Rich Money for putting up with my madness, man. You need to give yourself a round of applause for putting up with my madness, man, because that's what it is, man. I'm a ball of fire sometimes, man, but, it is what it is, man. So we here, man, August 5th, 2014, 2 years in the game, hard body. So my feet is wet, So I'm ready to dive into it, man. We've been doing what we do, man. And shout out to everybody that supports what's going on over here at the bigger show, man, because, without y'all, man, I'll just be talking to myself. But I can rock with that, too, but it's all good. I appreciate y'all, man. Shout out to War Room Sports, man, my man Dev and them over there. Doing what they do. Shout out to Mike Hands and them over there, man, at Not 97. Word up, and shout out to getting the star and Alias over there at Shot 97, man. It is what it is, man. 2 years, man. Rocking out. A lot of people say, I'm not interested in sports. I don't know about sports, whatever. My philosophy on that. Everything, you deal with sports every day. You just don't put it in a sports context. So, again, man, we just try to have conversations, man, that stimulate, We don't want to get into the craziness, the Hollywood aspect of it. We'd rather keep it on the field, on the court, So, and bring an A game. That's all we ask, man, So we can keep the conversation flowing. We want to have to keep putting you on the information that you're supposed to know about already. And if you don't know, that's cool, too. So that's why we're here to, put you on. So, we're here, man, after further review, man, a.k.a. the biggest show, 2 years, going on, working on year number 3 now. So, So, let's get into a thing. I'm a baseball dude, so my Yankees hosting the Detroit Tigers right now. They going up against the so-called top rotation in baseball. We gave it to Max Scherzer last night. We're facing David Price today. Brian McCann has a home run in the bottom of the second. After 3 innings at Yankee Stadium, the score is tied at 1. So I'm not really seeing where that big so-called rotation is doing damage, man. It's just that the rotation is nice in Detroit. You can't front on it. But again, man, they have their moments. Just got a score update. Yankees 2, Tigers 1. So I'm feeling myself right now, man. The number to call up, man, after further review, man, holler at the mayor, man. 646-200-3838 is a mathematics, man. I've been going hard body karate at this thing, man, for 2 years. And I'd like to, acknowledge that, man. It's a big thing for me, man. Shows consistency, dedication, hard work. It's not really hard. It's what I love to do, so I don't really look at it as hard. And shout out to after further review the morning situation that I jump off into, man, every day, man. So we up to like 560 plus, We go hard at this thing, man, so we hit you from all angles, man. So, again, 2 years, man, so that's a thing for me. And my birthday is next week. August 13th, next Wednesday, is my birthday, so we're going to get into a thing next week, man, have the little birthday jump off, whatever, and do what we do, man. So hope you can get down with that, man. So holler at me. Let me know what's good, what you like, what you don't like, what you're looking forward to, what we can keep, and what we should throw away. again, man, Yankees over the Tigers, 2-1. All the scores in baseball right now, top of the fourth, Cincinnati Reds 4, Cleveland 1. Bottom of the third in Washington is the Mets 2, the Nationals 1. Bottom of the fourth in Philadelphia, the Phillies 1, the Astros nothing. Bottom of the fourth in Pittsburgh, Pirates and the Marlins tied at 1. Top of the fourth in Toronto, it's the Orioles 3 and the Blue Jays nothing. Later starts, you have Texas and Chicago White Sox, San Francisco and Milwaukee Brewers, San Diego Padres are in Minnesota, and the Boston Red Sox are playing the St. Louis Cardinals, man. Again, man, the Detroit Tigers came off, you know, at the trade deadline, and they're seeing their big three go against my New York Yankees. Last night, Max Scherzer lost to the Yankees, so that's one down. You know what I mean? David Price is pitching tonight. I mean, David Price is with the Tampa Bay Rays. He was doing his numbers, you know what I mean? And he's pitched well at Yankee Stadium in his recent start. So, you know, the trade seemed to work out for Detroit. I got you on the bell. The Detroit Tiger fans are feeling themselves right now. But you know what it is, man. I got Kia in the building. What's up, Kia? Welcome to the bigger show. What's good?
Good evening. How are you?
Doing this thing for 2 years now, so I'm feeling some kind of way about that.
I'm sorry, say it again?
I said I've been doing this thing for 2 years now. I'm feeling myself some kind of way, you know.
Hey, you should.
Yeah, all right, so what you want to talk about? What you going to get into, yo? What's happening?
Oh, the Yankees win last night.
What about the Yankees winning tonight?
Well, I think they can win tonight.
They are winning tonight.
I think they can win tonight.
It's 2-1, top of the fourth.
I know that I'm just talking about last night's game.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, now, I'm trying to understand. McCarthy's ERA was 5-something, am I correct?
When he was pitching with Arizona?
Yeah.
Yeah, so?
Okay, no, I was just wondering. No, I didn't know. I was just wondering when somebody made a statement last night. I don't know if it was Paul O'Neill. Somebody was talking about his ERA, and I didn't know it was 5.
He's pitching good since he's been on the Yankees, though.
He's doing
better than what I expected him to do. He's definitely holding it down.
It was just, I agree. He was just holding it down in last night's game, you know, and especially with the pitchers coming in and the Robins. It was something about that game last night that kept the Yankees focused, even when they gave up that one, you know, that run. But they stayed focused. And to get the last batter out last night, perfect. Perfect.
That's Robinson's job. That's what he's supposed to do.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
Perfect.
But you know the catch by the kid in center field on the
hit by
Ellsbury. You know what I mean? That kind of that's what made the game dramatic. You know what I mean? That was a beautiful catch. You know what I mean? You can't take nothing away from him. Bases loaded. You know what I mean? He was getting ready to blow the game open, and the kid made a great catch out there in center field and robbed Ellsbury of at least a double. You know what I mean? So, the Yankees held on. Brandon McCarthy's 4-0. You know what I mean? And Max Scherzer. You know my thing was about this series right here, Kia, was that we was going up against their three in a row. Scherzer, Price and Verlander. You know what I mean? I just wanted to be competitive. You know what I'm saying? But a 2-1 game, that means we held the offense down. And two runs got us a win against the Detroit Tigers. Not many teams can say that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know?
And then you were talking about that offense last night, as you're speaking about now. You know, they're saying that, okay, yes, they look good on paper. You know, they look good on paper. But last night, that 2-1, they can sort of care about how good they look on paper. They won 2-1 last night.
Yeah, I mean, they've got to win these type games, man. You know, and really, it's important for them to win to gain ground on the other teams that are in front of them.
The Orioles won last night, so yeah.
The Orioles beat the Nationals last night 7-3. So again, man, you know, it's important that the Yankees do what they do. As far as keeping pace. You know, we can't be, it was a big win. This is a big series right here.
It was a big win. It was a big win, especially, it's 2-1 and they got the base, got somebody on second. You're like, okay, now he just got to hold this guy and then all of a sudden come strike out. And then when Joe Girardi came and did the pitching change and then, this and that, and you're like, it's still 2-1 and you, spot him on the seventh, ain't nothing going on. Then finally go to the top of the eighth.
Now all he got to do is keep these skippies out, and then that's it, and that's exactly what he did.
Right, right, right. Go ahead.
I was reading today about, you know, Tanaka, and I was reading about T.T. Sebastian, you know, when he was talking about, you know, he can deal with the pain in the knee. This is per se what he was saying. So I was like, oh, and, you know, he was talking about that today. I was reading that article on my way back home. About if he was here, you know, you look at our rotation, we would have had CC.
But we, I'm tired of really, you know, talking about what we would have had. We got to go where we got to go now. You know what I mean?
I know we got to go where we got to go.
McCarthy filled the role. Tanaka didn't feel any pain today when he was throwing. You know, I mean, I wish we had CC. If we would have had CC, but see, you know what? My thing about that though is CC was pitching like garbage before he got hurt. So my thinking is, like, okay, you know, we already know what it was with his fastball, losing velocity, and he, you know, was trying to lose the weight and all this stuff like that. But he got that guap. He got that money. That's my thing. And CC's supposed to be the ace, the number one dude, and this and that. We're supposed to rely on him. He's not here. So I can't really, you know, I'm not really involved with what he's doing because he's not here. But I wish he was, and I wish he was right. Because we'd be right in the building, you know what I mean? But, again, we just got to work with what we got. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we here, man. After further review in the building, man, I've been rocking this thing, man, for 2 years, man, and I'm ready to rock out for some more. Clayton Kershaw and Mike Trout tonight. Angels and the Dodgers. First time that they're going to meet in the regular season or whatever. What do you think that matchup, how do you think that matchup is going to turn out, and what do you see? Who do you see being the biggest star in L.A.? I hear the bell.
Okay, between who, Kershaw and who? I'm sorry.
I got Cortez on the line. Cortez, what's good? Welcome to the biggest show. What's happening?
What's up, though? What up?
You tell me, man. What's up with your Tigers, yo?
Yo, man. Just on the last night's game alone, you know, we have our back and forth up in that little group or whatnot, but, you know, I'm a big Tigers fan, but I also know our flaws. Like, you made a little comment, like, we pulled the sweep yard during, just saying, because we got the Cy Young winners. But all in all, to me, like, you were down in your bullpen. Like, I like our team, the starting rotation. That's all good. But me as a Tiger fan, I know we're weak in the bullpen. I know after Cabrera and Martinez, them hitters is shitty. I don't know if I can cuss
out your mouth,
bad.
Man.
Yeah, my bad, apologize. I didn't know, my bad on that, but
yeah.
I know where we're at. You know what I'm saying? So I know the flaws of my team, but I just believe in them. That's all. Y'all just bad.
And there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing wrong with believing in your team. And as far as your bullpen is our old bullpen. You got Phil Koch and you got Jabba Chamberlain. I told him before the season started, I said, good luck with Jabba Chamberlain. You're going to love that dude.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't even know why we're holding on to Coke all these years, man.
Left-handed,
right,
man.
Now,
you already know.
Right,
if you're left-handed, you're going to keep a job in baseball if you're left-handed.
And as of right now, like, our bullpen is at the bottom of the barrel. That's what, in the five runs a game.
Right. The Tigers are supposed to do what they're supposed to do, man. We always going to go at y'all, man, because, you know, come out. I mean, and I applaud you for calling in, man, you know what I'm saying? Because, again, man, it is what it is. This is me, live and direct. How you going to get
straight?
No chaser, you heard? So, again, man, it's a New York thing, man. We're going to come at you hard body karate, man. That's just all it is.
Look,
you know what I mean?
And
rep it how you rep it. Like Ziggy used to call up here. You know what I mean? And as it come. That's all.
Hey, bro, I don't have no problems. Like I said, I have no problem with people coming at my team. I'm just going to defend them. If I can't defend them, I can't defend them. It's like my Lions. I can't defend that.
Yeah, what's up with your Lions, man? We gonna talk about the NFC West and the AFC East later on the show. But what's up with your Lions, yo? What they look like?
Me personally, just wishful thinking that I'm putting everything on Caldwell and the staff he assembled, man. Like me personally, like the players I thought was okay, you know what I'm saying? But just by the scheme they were playing defensively, the scheme they were playing, I thought didn't match the talent. I don't know what he was trying to do. He put too much faith in the front four, which me personally, I don't think Sue and Fairley was all that too much pressure was on the cornerbacks, you know what I'm saying? So me personally, I think the scheme will make the players play better. Like I said, I believe in the staff. Not necessarily the players, I think the staff will put them in position to make better plays. That's my opinion.
Okay.
But all in all, I'm rolling with Caldwell, man. I believe in the dude. Dude's resume is solid. We didn't win it every way he went. He got hosed on the Indianapolis job. Should never get fired from there. So, me personally, I'm rolling with the staff, man. The players, I'm rolling with the staff. Staff are put in position to win.
Okay, that's. I mean, you got to respect that, man. As coming from a Lions fan, and you've been watching the team or whatever. What's your thought about the tight end position as far as the draft pick you got, Eric Ebron from North Carolina?
Man, that I said that was just me. I'm rolling with whatever they do. I'm rolling with the wheel fall off. But it wasn't a good pick, really. You know what I'm saying? Best player available, whatever they want to call that pick. No, I just don't agree with that pick because, like I said, it's a new style, so I figured, like, you go in with Fourier and Pettigrew, who got the dropsy, but Fourier is a nice tight end, so by me, like I said, rolling with the staff, I think the new offense coordinator could do the 6'7 tight end a little better than what the old staff did. But, yet and still, they went out, you know, got another tight end, which I didn't agree with, but I said I'm a roll to the wheels fall off. I'm a homer.
I hear you, man. And ain't nothing wrong with that, yo. Listen to After Further Review, man. I got Kia in the building holding it down. I got my man Cortez on the line with me live and direct, man. Again, man, thank you for calling, man. I've been rocking this thing for 2 years, man. You know what I mean? Feeling myself, feeling good, man. Talking sports with people from all over the country, man. What's the vibe like as far as the fans out there feeling, you know, they're looking forward to this season against the, you know, with the Lions and ready to make some things happen? Or, you know, what's the vibe like? Positive or what?
Hey, y'all two can get the vibe in the SRG. Like, we believers, man. Like, to the death, man. Like, the vibe this year is the same vibe it was yesterday. If I was last year, 2 years ago, we waiting. We believe until something happens.
Yeah, right.
On.
Because last year, if I recall, Kia, you can remind me if I'm getting it twisted. We was trying to tell you about the kid Ziggy, the defensive end.
Yeah, Answer.
Answer from Brigham Young. And I had said I had told somebody in the group or whatever. I watched a couple of game tapes of him. He looked like he was all right, you know what I mean? And, they were screaming on me like, yo, this kid is a bum and this and that, and you never see them play and blah, blah, blah. I said the Detroit Lions came off with that dude. Yo, watch what's going to happen. He might not shock the world. He might not get 20 sacks, but watch, he's going to start. You know what I mean? And I just like this flow. I like that pick for y'all. And, you know, it worked out to what it is, but... Again, my dude, man, you know, ain't nothing wrong with being a homer and standing up for your rights, man. But again, man, sometimes with the outrageous stuff that some people be saying in that group, man, you just can't, you know, I'm like, nah, yo. No. You could last 5 minutes in a, not saying no disrespect to Xavier and all of those over there, Marcus and all of them over there at the Sports Room group, no disrespect. But like, yo, real talk? Like, you couldn't last 5 minutes, man. You get torn out the frame with that stuff you be saying in that group, man. You get torn out the frame. For real.
Hey, not me.
Not too personal, you know what I'm saying? But some stuff you be saying be kind of like off the wall, but it's all good.
They cried too much in that group. They cried
too
much.
You know, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying?
You can't say nothing
about
that.
You would get torn out the frame, yo. And that's why I be like, yo, come on the show so we can get it in live and direct. You know what I mean? I appreciate you. It's nothing against y'all over there, man. I guess it's a different vibe, man. You know what I mean? Y'all go through what y'all go through, man. You know what I mean? So it is what it is, man. But I try to, you know, as a sports head, I want to know about what the Tigers are doing when they play the Yankees. I want to know what the Lions are doing but when they get ready to play my Bucks, you know what I'm saying? And I want to know what the Pistons are doing when they get ready to play the Knicks. So, I mean, that's all it's about, man. And we go hard. We go hard body karate. You know what I'm saying? So, again, man, it's kind of like sometimes it's refreshing to get conversation. That's why I'm not in there a lot. I drop the After Further Review in the morning, You know what I mean? And I let it rock, man. You know what I mean? Sometimes, you know, you'll catch a good conversation or whatever. But as for the meaningless stats and all that what-if stuff, miss me with that. But that's cool because it's sports conversation and thought between two people, and I can't argue with that. I'm not mad at that. So, yeah, man. So we here, man. So, you know, hopefully, man, you can, you know, be a regular caller, man, and come and get down with us. We definitely appreciate you, man. And by the way, the Yankees beat the Tigers last night.
2-1.
By the way, and by the way, the Yankees are beating the Tigers tonight.
Right now.
By the way,
I'm watching it as I'm talking to you.
Hey Cortez, talk about your Tigers rotation a little bit, man.
The rotation, like, man, honestly, like, you guys on outside, you see Cy Young, like Kia always says, who's thinking about the Tigers? She always said this. Somebody thinking about the Tigers. So I'm going to tell you, the rotation, all them Cy Youngs you see, that's all to the good. But if you're watching on a daily, these dudes, some of them are suspect, man. Like Sanchez had an unbelievable first half of the season. After the All-Star break, Sanchez gave up. Like after the fifth inning, he's like, he's tired, worn down. You know what I'm saying? Like Verlander, all you guys see is what he did, the media, the Cy Young. But this dude, he's arrogant as hell on the mound. Every pitch here trying to blow it by you. He's not pitching anymore. He's like, I'm blow it by you. That's how he looks to me. I'm blow it by you. He's not pitching anymore. So the starting rotation from the outside looking in, just letting you guys know, like, I mean, some guys are up and down. I mean, someday you'll get Scherzer and them one way guys, 15 strikeouts, 11, 10 strikeouts. You know what I'm saying? You'll see that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You'll see that. But the problem is not the rotation. It's the hitters, man. You know what I'm saying? It's the hitters. Like, it's really the hitters. Like without Cabrera and Martinez, basically those are the ones, man. After them, man, everybody's like at 270.
And I noticed that Torii Hunter, he's not really, you know, getting his name called a lot like he did last year.
He had 273. You know what I'm saying? So, as a whole, it's like 300 batters out there. So, that's a pitchy stuff, like last night. We held you guys 2-1. We stranded so many runners. No one could get that timely hit.
Big hit, right. That was a nice play your man made out there in center field on Ellsbury.
We was on MacArthur's head. The guy was out there 5 2/3. He was over 101 already. We were on his head. You know what I'm saying? If we let a timely hit, we could have blown it open. You know what I'm saying? Just like when the young kids made the catch, the nice way catch. Y'all could have had blown it open, no. But we had lots of chances. We had runners all on the pass all day long.
Right.
No hit. No time to hit. None. So,
what do you have, about 17 outs last night against the Tigers, McCarthy? Yeah, something like 17 that. 17 outs.
That's 5 2/3.
Yeah, he came in about 17 hits. And his ER, he came in already 3-0 when his ER was what, 0.4-something when he playing the Tigers, and he's going against the Cy Young. And last night, he's
turned it into a nice little acquisition, man. We picked him up on, you know what I mean, on the
Lions,
you know what I mean? And so he turned into a nice little pickup for us. So, Kia, so what do you see really as far as that Tigers rotation? I know how you feel, but try to be a little bit more objective. How do you feel regards to the Tigers rotation right now? How do you think they'll fare as far as the playoffs are concerned? You think they'll be ready for the playoffs?
That, you know, that's going to be hard to say if they're going to be ready for the playoffs. They always seem, and like someone said, they look good on paper. I'm not denouncing that they don't look good on paper. But when it comes to the playoffs, it's a whole different story. That paper don't look good no more. That paper is trash. It don't look good no more. But I agree with, like, what Paul O'Neill, and they were talking about the Tigers and how they good they look. They tried to make, and then they said the reason why they got Price, it wasn't, I think somebody said the reason they didn't get Price to get to the playoffs, they got Price to match up with the Oakland A's. I'm trying to think, the Oakland A's? You know, come on. you know, I'm like, well, okay. But I'm not denouncing that they don't look good on paper. I'm not saying that they look great on paper.
Right. So,
time,
yeah, I mean.
It's a whole different thing.
Right.
Hold on, let me get in there real quick. First of all, I think we got Price. First reason I think we got Price is for the playoff run, that's true. But also, to take Schroeder's spot. We ain't signing him.
Price is still signed.
So he's not just a playoff rental. He's here next year. So Schroeder's out of here. That's number one. The second point I disagree on, like, yeah, we look good on paper, but I'm just saying we falter in the playoffs. As far as we're always getting to the finals, though. We either the World Series.
You know how to beat Oakland in the playoffs, but when you get to the American League Championship Series, that's when your bats start to get holes in them. And the pitchers start throwing beach balls up there. It start getting cracked.
That's what I'm saying. The bats, Kid just said the pitching doesn't stumble in the playoffs. Kid wrote his deal last year. Right, it went nuts in the playoffs last year. It's the bats that go silent, and Dombrowski, he hasn't addressed the bats at all. He hasn't addressed it's about 2 years. He tried to with Prince, but it was a failure. So he put all the money on Prince, and it didn't work out. But it's all the bats. It's never the pitching in the playoffs. It's always the bats.
What happened to the kid, J.D. Martinez? Y'all were screaming about him like about a month ago. What happened?
Dude still at 300, but his bat is cooling. His bat is cooling way off. Like I said, I'd address it. Our hit is always hitting. The dude was a nice surprise. He's a real nice surprise. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going on like, yeah, Mike Gaston here. Might have to, you know, give him a little contract. Let's see what he does second half. And he's cooling off, so hope he can pick it back up. But like I said, with the playoffs, we'll be fine.
What were they saying about the Cleveland Indians last year, about them in the postseason and about Terry Francona, you know, getting there, getting to the Cleveland last year in the play in that division. I'm trying to think what we were talking about that with what you said about the
As far as I can recollect, as far as what Cleveland is concerned, mm-hmm. is that, you know, you know, they were close last year, you know what I mean? And I figured that they were going to, you know, hang around and win this year. But I don't think that Terry Francona is going to allow for them to be in a losing situation. But again, man, you know, the Tigers, as far as they're concerned, man, they're gonna end up probably winning the division unless one of those teams, Kansas City, Cleveland, gets real, real hot. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, when I say real, real hot, I mean like 8-9 in a row hot. Like, you know what I'm saying? And within that 8-9 in a row, you play Detroit and take 2 out of 3 from them. So, or sweep them. So, I mean, for them to catch Detroit, they got to beat Detroit.
Right.
And you know what, though? Maybe you might get two teams out of the Central to make the playoffs. Because I only think one team out of the East is going to make it. Two teams out of the Central and two teams out of the West. Make the playoffs because it's 5 teams that make the playoffs this season.
Then it could be two. I gotta relook at that. What you said about the one team out the East. I gotta relook at that.
Yeah. So whoever wins the East, that's gonna be the only team to make the playoffs.
I heard you. I heard you say that. And I kind of want Kansas City, like, you know, going a little losing streak. But you know, Kansas City, if they win, and that means your Yankees gonna be sitting at home. So, you know, I'm kind of stuck in between, like. Big division lead or keeping your Yankees up out of there.
Hey, you better watch out for Seattle. You better hope Seattle doesn't get hot. I mean, you know, right now that, you know, they're 4-6 in the last 10. You know what I mean? Anything can happen. That's why this wild card race is probably gonna be more exciting than the division races.
And the Tigers got a nice pitching coach over there, so they just picked up Johnson, you know, used to play with Baltimore. He had all these nice clothes from Baltimore.
Jim Johnson, the reliever that couldn't get nobody out. You don't want him in your bullpen, yo. Two years ago, he was the man. He had like 54 saves.
That's what I'm getting to. Maybe this coach to see something. I'll see what he got. We ain't throwing him in there. He in Triple A.
That's my man right there, Cortez. They got a lot of faith, and they, you know, they got high hopes and all of that. No disrespect, man. We about to switch gears right now, man. You're listening to After Further Review, a.k.a. The Biggest Show, man. You got the mayor in the building, man. I've been rocking this thing for 2 years, man. Shout out to Big Rich Money. Shout out to Miss Lavina, man, the whole GQ Palace family, man. The Diva Squad, my man Chicky Chick. Big shout out to KL Belvin, man. Thank you, my dude. You know, Rich Money, you know what I mean? My man Scribio, Miss Lavina, you know what I mean? Everybody, man, that listens to the station, that, you know, participates. T, I see you. You know what I'm saying? Everything's everything. Miss Rachel, I see you. Angie, I see you. You know what I'm saying? So, again, man, we've been doing this thing for 2 years, man. We got our niche, man, and we branching out slowly but surely, man. We're about to blow up the spot. Kia. You, the resident legal person in the building for After Further Review, what's your thought on the Biogenesis, the guy that got arrested? The DEA went and pulled one of those Tuesday night sweeps like they do uptown on the Biogenesis people. What's your thought on that? That's the situation with Alex Rodriguez and the performance-enhancing drugs.
You know what? I always say I don't think he had solid proof evidence about A-Rod. I think all his emails and stuff was not solid proof emails to implicate A-Rod. I don't think it was, it was something suspicious about everything what A-Rod's attorney was saying about all the paper he had on all the paper trail with A-Rod. I think that was, I don't think that was enough. That's why I was encouraging A-Rod. My attorney would encourage A-Rod to fight this or to continue, because I don't think he had enough information or enough paper trail on A-Rod.
Yeah, I mean, that's a sticky situation, yo. Tony Bosch is the guy's name. They ran up in Ashley Kia and Cortez. You're listening to After Further Review, yo. A year ago today is when they suspended A-Rod. It was a year ago today.
Yeah.
I mean, so again, man, it was Operation Strikeout. They suspended A-Rod. They suspended Gio Gonzalez from Washington. They suspended Nelson Cruz from he was playing for the Texas Rangers at that time. So today they ran up in the crib. Tony Bosch is his name. And he was the co-founder of the Biogenesis thing. And, you know, now they're all going to start telling on each other because, you know, A-Rod wants to come back next year.
So my whole thing on it is, like, when are they going to let it go?
Cortez, that's a good question, and it's a question, you know what I mean? But again, you know, if they let it go without coming to any type of conclusion, like, okay, you know, we already know the PEDs are no good. But you know what, though, Cortez? 10 years prior, you know, everybody had them in their locker. It wasn't nobody saying nothing.
That's what I don't understand.
A lot of people got caught up in the matrix, you know what I'm saying? They started slowly but surely phasing it out the game until Congress and them said, the FDA said it was illegal. When the day the FDA said it was illegal, that's when Mark McGuire, Sammy Sosa, Rafael Palmeiro, you know, all them dudes became suspect. So, I mean, you know, again, it's a slippery slope, yo, because one day it's legal, the next day it's not. So how do you... How do you differentiate between that? How does that work?
You can't.
You know, and then they all up in there. They had him in front of Congress. You know, Sammy Sosa forgot how to speak English. Rafael Palmeiro banging on the table, lying. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you this, man, and
it goes back to, you know, was Jose Canseco telling the truth after all? He told on everybody.
What do you think about this? My thing on that PD era, whatnot,
uh-huh.
made a lot of things happen. A lot of things got did when it got made. But I'm always thinking, like, not putting the guys in the Hall of Fame. And I'm thinking, like, a guy like Tony La Russa benefited off it way more than anybody else. He's in the Hall of Fame. He got a lot of PED wins. He has a bunch of PED wins.
So you're going to take away his wins because the people that was playing on the team?
No, that's what I'm asking.
PEDs?
I
get that, because Tony La Russa was managing way before that. The White Sox, He met the White Sox at 83. I don't understand that logic right there. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
I don't get it.
I'm asking you. Just throwing something in the air. You know what I'm saying? Because this guy is a Hall of Fame manager. Yes,
right.
He managed the White Sox. But where did his all them wings come from with the PED user in his lineup?
Well, yeah, because you know he was managing when the Oakland A's when they had McGuire and Canseco. So I get you. They got a World Series out of that too.
So this is what I'm saying.
I mean, I get your point, but I wouldn't want to go. They just put Tony La Russa in the Hall of Fame. I really have nothing to say as far as, you know, taking wins away from him or anything like that. I don't really subscribe to that.
No, that's what I'm saying. I ain't saying take nothing away from him. Not that. But put an ax by the name or something. Put them guys in the Hall of Fame. The championship's still there. The Russo will lose no wins. So those guys, put them guys in here. Put them in the Hall of Fame. Do something.
But if you do that, you're gonna have to do a lot of other guys, man, put asterisks, and then it's a whole bunch of other drama. So I'm not trying to condone nothing or say what one person did, against the other. You know what I mean? My thing is this, Ornette Cortez. I don't feel like it's much ado about nothing. Because like I said earlier, one day it's legal, the next day it's not. So I don't, it's just a piece of paper that says, okay, now this is an illegal substance. Yesterday it was no problem with it. So I don't really buy into all of that, man.
Because you still
have to have the skill to hit that baseball coming at you 90 miles an hour. And hit curveballs and hit sliders. So you have to have the talent still. Just because you shot up with a bunch of steroids, that don't mean you're going to hit the ball. That don't mean you're going to always hit the ball. Because Barry Bonds or whatever, they accused him or whatever, he still struck out a lot. And so did Canseco and McGuire and Sosa. And Sosa used the cork bat. So I see why they're not trying to mess with him. You know what I mean? They're not trying to mess with Sammy Sosa at all, man. So again, it goes back to that whole era. You know, if you want to throw an asterisk on it, it's cool. It's fair. I can't argue the point.
I don't think they're going to throw asterisk. But I'm assuming since today's arrest, it's gonna be other people implicated because I'm quite sure he's gonna take down somebody.
It's another list is getting ready to come out.
It's gonna be a whole bunch of other people.
And I'm talking about people that's playing right now. People that's playing right now is getting ready to be suspended, watch before the playoffs start. So we were talking about 6 months ago.
That has a lot to do with it as well.
And you might get to some sponsors trying to, act a little different or whatever. You know what I mean? And I think that right now it's kind of a crazy time because I think I was going to talk about this on my other show, that personality is starting to try to come back into baseball. You know what I mean? You got Yasiel Puig, flipping the bat. You know what I mean? And you got these other guys. You got Fernando Rodney with the bow and arrow. You know what I mean? So you're trying to bring some personality back into the game. Go ahead.
Well needed. It's well needed.
Yeah. Because, a lot of people say, baseball is boring. And I see where they're coming from.
It is. I watch it, but it is. It's boring.
It's ejected some life, like the situation last night with the Dodgers and the Angels game. You had Pujols on first base, fly ball to left field. Yasiel Puig, he got over there nonchalant at the play. Pujols went and tagged up on him and made it in the second base. Tagged up on him on a fly ball to left because that Yasiel Puig was being lazy. He caught the ball. Mm-hmm. But, he wasn't paying attention to the situation in the game, And Albert Pujols, I think, he takes in his mind that he's the Dudley Do-Right of baseball now all of a sudden. He was messing with Fernando Rodney, him and Mike Trout a couple of weeks ago with the bow and arrow situation when Rodney blew the save. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
When you get back to that biologist, Wasn't there a list of names that didn't come out yet for only a certain amount of names?
We just got you saying that, man, 5 minutes ago.
No,
the list of names is getting ready to drop. It's getting ready to drop. I don't know when. I don't know what date. But it's getting ready to drop before the playoffs start. They know the list of names. They already know who's on it. Yeah, they already know. They know who's on it already, man. 646-200-3838 is the mathematics to call. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. I see your man out there, Cortez. He did his due diligence. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to everybody out there, man, that's listening to After Further Review right now, man. We've been rocking this thing for 2 years, man, and we're going to keep going strong with it. Tonight, man, we're going to talk. When we talk football, man, we're going to talk training camp. We're going to do the NFL review. We're going to do the NFC West tonight. We're going to do the 49ers, Seattle Seahawks, St. Louis Rams, and the Arizona Cardinals. Then we're going to jump over to the AFC East. So we're going to cover the AFC West tonight and the AFC East. Right quick, get into some basketball right quick. I got Kia in the building with me. I got my man Cortez live and direct in the building. Yo, off the top of your head right now, what Christmas Day games do you want to see in the NBA? Off the top of your head right now.
What? Say it again.
Oh,
what game I would like to see?
Yeah, what Christmas Day games would you like to see, man?
Man, you know, the NBA, so... I don't know, man. You know,
it's taking that long?
I mean, because it's the NBA, man, and really,
what NBA game would you like to see?
I don't know.
We not talking about Adam Silver. We talk about you. Like, for example, how about the Cleveland Cavaliers at Miami on Christmas Day?
No, I don't see that game.
Me neither.
Why?
I don't want to see that game.
Why?
Me personally, I mean, since you asked now, I've got a chance to think. I'd rather see Durant in Cleveland. Okay, see in Cleveland, because I'm figuring if it's Miami and Cleveland. There's no one on there. There's no one on Miami is equal to LeBron. So if I want star power, since you asked me, I'd rather see Durant and LeBron go at it. You know what I'm saying? OKC in Chicago is a healthy role.
Yeah,
okay.
I would see that. I would like that game. OKC in Chicago. I'd rather see that game.
Now you're thinking. I like that when you're thinking. First,
yeah.
I had dead air in the building, but I like that now.
Well,
now you're thinking.
Yeah, OKC in Chicago.
The reason why I said Miami at Cleveland or Cleveland at Miami, preferably, it would be, you know, for the story. It would be for the story. Are you serious? You know what I mean? OKC in Chicago would be good. You know what I mean? Westbrook and Derrick Rose, especially if Derrick Rose is having, you know, an all-star caliber season,
media,
you know what I mean?
From a media standpoint, yeah,
right.
you want to see for a media, quote-unquote media, but you're a fan, you're watching it, you want to see somebody go at it.
Because it's
going to
be like 4 or 5 games on Christmas Day.
Yeah, because Miami and Cleveland, man, I want to see somebody go at LeBron. From what Miami is assembling, I don't see anyone's going to be going at him. I want to see somebody go at him. So, you know, I'm looking at Durant. Like I want somebody to go at each other.
I would like to see Lakers in Chicago on Christmas Day. Return of Derrick Rose, return of Kobe Bryant. You know.
Yeah, I just put that out there, man. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to see what the comeback was going to be. After Further Review is in the building, man, we're going to discuss the college football playoffs too, man, later on in the show. Anything else you want to touch on before we get into this football conversation? Because we're going strictly football for a hot minute. So anything else you want to touch on before we slide into football?
No.
All right. I appreciate you calling the show, man. We're about to rock out, man. The NFC West. Let me see. Where are we going to start? Let's start with this Arizona Cardinals. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Arizona Cardinals, NFC West, you know what I'm saying? They had a good season last year. It wasn't the best. It wasn't the worst. 10-6. They, you know, didn't get in. But, again, man, they began to understand, you know, that Bruce Arians had a complicated system. And they averaged a touchdown more a game over the last 8 games. So, again, man, they're going to make some things happen. They got Jared Bell here in free agency, so that should open up some things on the offensive line. You know what I'm saying? And the NFC West has definitely got wilder, man. And as far as them making a run at the other teams in the NFC West, it's all up to them, man. They got Deion Buchanan in the first round, a defensive back out of Washington State, to go back there in that secondary that's already fire. You know what I mean? They got Antonio Cromartie back there, Patrick Peterson. They got the kid Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger, but he's hurt, so hopefully he can come back by midseason. But, you know, I'm seeing some nice things about the Cardinals. But the Cardinals, to me, I just think that their main situation where they need to or I could use an upgrade, or I'm not trusting him, is in the quarterback position, man.
Yeah.
I'm not really sold on Carson Palmer, man. You know what I mean? So I just want to, you know, get, you know, a couple people's thoughts, because we're going to talk about the whole division tonight. So, Kia, you know, what do you think about the Cardinals so far?
You know what? I think Carson Palmer can possibly have a season that's, you know, maybe not a best season, but he may have a season, especially with, you know, Larry and things like that. I'm trying to say he's an old Carson, being in a new Carson body. Can I say that he's an old Carson when he had 2005 when he was, you know, that talked about Carson Palmer? Can that Carson Palmer come in a new, in an old age, you know, in a new uniform and a new team, and have these receivers where he can throw the ball? I mean, since his arm is still, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see about Carson Palmer. Real, I don't think he's going to be that bad. I don't think he's going to be that bad.
I can't trust him.
I mean, they were 12th in total offense last year. You know what I mean? So they weren't that bad.
Right.
Like you said, they're not that bad. But, defense and defense, they're six. So the Cardinals got a squad right there. Cortez, man, what's your opinion on the Arizona Cardinals, man?
My thing is, as far as same thing as you, I'm not really trusting Palmer, man. I just don't believe in the cat. I just don't believe in him, though. They say you gave the stats 12th in offense. You know, okay, but I just don't believe in him. But I'm looking at, you know, we all know that defense is pretty solid. You know, they improved that. But they need to get that running game good. I don't know what other team going to do, man. You know, somebody got to step up and be a real running back. And take pressure off Palmer anyway from running that complex offense that Arian like to run. So, I think a nice running back, you know what I'm saying, get the running game going anyway, that'll be a big help to Carson Palmer to me. So, I'm putting a lot of stock in the running game to get better. Not Palmer.
Okay.
With the running game.
Okay.
This is still the same team that won 10 games last year, I believe. I mean, I don't know. Carson Palmer, you got a healthier, hopefully he's healthy, Larry. Hopefully, you know, hopefully these other receivers that they picked. I mean, it's just something about, I mean, I think what's name was a little bit mad that, Dockett was mad that Danbury left ship to go play elsewhere, play up in Cleveland, but I mean, like you said, the defense was six. It's just going to be interesting to see how the Cards playing that with Carson Palmer this year. I don't think he'll be that bad. I really don't.
I mean, you know, talking about Carlos Dansby, you know, he left, and that's a blow to their defense. He went to the Cleveland Browns in free agency, you know what I mean? And then Darrell Washington, he's got his situation with the conduct policy, you know what I mean? So he might miss a few games or whatever. But, I mean, the Cardinals, man, it's there for them. You know, I don't see them being that elite team, 12, 13 wins, anything like that. But I see them being respectable, and definitely in the division that they're in, I think for them to win, this is my you know, kind of like sort of prediction for them. They're gonna have to sweep two teams in that division to make the playoffs. They're gonna have to sweep two, so it could be either Seattle, San Francisco, or St. Louis. However you want to slice it, they're gonna have to sweep two of those teams to get into the playoffs. So that's what I feel about the Arizona Cardinals. And we're going to do the prediction show in a couple weeks before the season starts. You know how we do it. So we're going to set off all the fights and arguments and all that stuff. We how we do it on the football season. So, Cortez, it's crazy around here, man. So feel free to, you know, come get down with us, man. So that's how we do it.
What they, I'm telling you, what they lost, like six games, right? They lost six games in that NFC West. I believe they lost six
The Cardinals lost six games last year. They lost to the Rams.
Right. Yep.
They lost to the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
They lost to the Seahawks. And they lost to the 49ers twice.
Right.
So, you know, that's their thing. They're going to have to get over that hump. They're going to have to sweep somebody. Two of those, you know, there's other three teams in the division. They're going to have to sweep.
That division alone is so tough.
I'm sorry. The Rams look impressive. To somebody, I hope they have a breakout year this year. I mean, I'm just, you know, that defense, they were sturdy. They slipped closer to the end, you know, but there's something about the Rams on paper this year. I gotta wait to see them again.
And you know, that's a nice segue right there. The Rams, you know, last year 7-9. We can flow right into the Rams. Oh, so
yeah.
Kia, go ahead, finish your thought. What do you see about the Rams? What do the Rams have to do to improve off of a 7-9 season?
That defense started off. I mean, they played well against Seattle. They played well against those.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something about that they have to come together. But they're not far removed from being a great defense down there. And it's something on that thing. Well, Jeff Fisher got something in the working. I think he's trying to put that defense together and make them solid. I think he's doing a great job down there because that defense was in the beginning, and all of a sudden you were closer to the midpoint. They were losing games. I mean, you know, I'm just looking for them to be the sleeper in that division.
Wow. All right, so Cortez, what's your thought on the Rams, man?
Man, the Rams, man, Fisher, he put his print on it, defense. He put his print on it. But me, I'm still the same as Arizona, man. Run game, man. You know what I'm saying? Because Bradford hasn't really played the whole season, man. Dude's always injured. So I don't know how much stock you're really going to put into him because the defense is nasty. You know what defense can do. But me, personally, looking at the Rams, I want to see if Zach Stacy can capitalize off what he did. And if Bradford's going to play, I think Fisher, he's not a, like, over-the-top offensive coach, no. None of his teams, to me, have ever been, like, a big offensive team. So I'm thinking if Bradford's going to play, it's going to be Stacy. And they should utilize the tight end, Cook, man. Young dude's good. He's the ball more.
Talking about the Rams and their running game. You know, they drafted Trey Mason from Auburn. I think he's going
right.
to, you know, add some firepower to the game.
Yeah.
They drafted Greg Robinson, who was the number one draft pick out of Auburn. He's going to, you know, help the offensive line immensely. Aaron Donald, the defensive tackle for Pittsburgh, he's going to help out on the defensive side. You know, the last 5 years, man, the Rams have lost 65 out of 80 games in the last 5 years. You do the math. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But Jeff Fisher, you know what I mean? He's trying to get them back to respectability. You know, he had a 7-8-1 season his first year, a 7-9 season last year. So now he's got to make a move, and you know, the third year of his leadership out there in St. Louis. And Greg Robinson, he represents the last of that draft bonanza that came in the RG3 trade. So all the pieces that they got from the RG3 trade, they got now. So it's nothing else coming through that door. So it's, you know, it's kind of time for all those picks to pay off, man. It's time to win. But Jeff Fisher, you know, he's not in the hot seat or anything like that. But they got a sense of urgency in St. Louis, man. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like you said, Cortez, Sam Bradford definitely has to step his game up. You know what I mean? A nice, healthy offensive line and some progress by the receiving corps. You know what I mean? To make some things happen. And the defensive coordinator, Greg Williams, he's got to work his magic too, man. So, you know, like Kia said, you know, the Rams might be asleep for team. You know what I mean? But again, it's contingent on what Sam Bradford brings to the table. And you know, he just got that. You know, he got that money, Cortez. He got that money, my G. So you know, we're gonna see what it is with him. You know,
I think he can, because like talking about their running back, Stacy, he might have been third or fourth as far as we see running back core with 5.2 yards per catch. He's good, I'm telling you. And then now they got Trey Mason back there. It's going to be very interesting to see how they pull that off the two of them back there in their backfield.
That's a lot. That's a lot of speed. That's a lot.
I like
what's
that run
back
game.
I mean, Tavon Austin, you know what I'm saying? That's a lot of speed back there that the Rams are going to be throwing at you. You know, so again, you know, Zach Stacy and my man Maceo's son, Trey Mason, going to really add another dimension to that backfield. But Sam Bradford has to get it together and be a help as a quarterback instead of a hindrance.
How long do the Rams hold on to Bradford? Like,
if he doesn't make a significant leap this year, I mean, they just gave him his money, man. So, I mean, he's that dude.
I think they got someone. I don't know who's working with him, but I think Fisher made that statement as far as that Sam Bradford is the quarterback for the Rams. I think Fisher believes in Bradford. He got the right core by him now, and I think he just got to use it. I think if he used it well, because he got the running game. He definitely has the running game down there. That defense was great the first couple of games. But they just
got
to go on and
try to win the game. That defense is nasty. All those guys stand out.
That's unheard of. That defense.
And what about Robert Quinn, yo? Since we're going to keep it on the Rams.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Robert Quinn. And that's why I said Aaron Donald, the kid that they got from Pittsburgh, is going to help on the defensive line. Because the pass rush is already fierce. It's already a fierce pass rush. They got Michael Brockers. They got Kendall Langford on the end. You know what I mean? Then they got Robert Quinn and Chris Long. Robert Quinn had 19 sacks last year. You know what I mean? Finally made the Pro Bowl. You know what I mean? And Chris Long, he averaged 10.5 sacks over the last 4 years. You know what I mean? So, again, man, they got depth. Their defensive line is very, very strong. But the linebacker core is decent as well. Alec Ogletree is in the building. You know my man James Laurinaitis from Ohio State is back there. You know what I mean? So and the kid Jovan Dunbar, even though he missed 4 games because of he had a drug suspension and all that, he'll be back. You know, so again, their linebacker core is decent, but the secondary, secondary is garbage.
But do that mean anything? Because I always use this example. Somebody said that our secondary is always such. You know I don't like our secondary. You know I can't stand our secondary. But our defense was always number one in total defense with our suspect guys. And you know I can't stand my secondary. That don't need to play a role because that defense is...
Let me answer your question for you. Boom. And their losses, right? They lost. They gave up 31 to Atlanta. They gave up 31 to Dallas. They gave up 35 to San Francisco. They gave up 30 to Carolina. They gave up 14 to Seattle. They gave up 28 to Tennessee. They gave up 23 to San Francisco. They gave up 30 to Arizona and 27 to Seattle. So I'm saying their total defense, they were sixth in the league. They were 10th against the pass. 20 interceptions, that was only 14th in the league. They had 53 sacks, that was third in the league. But again, all that added up to was a 7-9 record. That's all that added up to, was 7-9. So again, like you said, you know, it doesn't matter. It kind of does matter what you do back there, but, you know, it would be nice to have a secondary like, you know, Seattle's or something like that. So we're going to talk about the Seattle Seahawks, the Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks, 13-3. I'm going to let Cortez lead this one off since he's, you know, the new caller and all that, first time, long time, all that. What's your thought on Seattle right quick, man? All right, Cortez went to go check the Tiger game score with the Yankees and all that. Kia, what's your thought on Seattle?
I'm hoping the Packers beat them at game one on September the 5th. I'm hoping the Rams sweep them. I'm not looking for anything great this season for Seattle. I'm looking that they're gonna defend that title, and I'm not knocking them on defending that title. I think a lot of teams will come out punching this year. And I think the Cardinals gonna come out punching. I just think it's gonna be a whole different outlook. I'm not knocking that Super Bowl, that trophy. They won it, they earned it. They are the Super Bowl champions, and they got to defend that title. I'm just hoping teams come out and just slap them around. I'm just that's what I'm. And I think the Packers will win that game opening day.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, the Seahawks are going to be favored, you know, to win the Super Bowl, and they should be. You know what I mean? But can I finish my thought? I'll let you finish your thought. Can I finish my thought? Jesus. The fact that, you know, it's been 10 years since somebody won back-to-back Super Bowl rings, that speaks to how hard it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? So if Seattle's going to, you know, defend their Super Bowl championship, they can't be lazy. You know what I mean? It starts from the door with the Green Bay game at home. I don't see how, you know, Seattle's going to lose that game, but Kia sees it differently, you know. It is what it is with that. But, you know, the biggest threat to Seattle is going to be the departure of guys like Golden Tate and Red Bryant. But the fact that, you know, Russell Wilson, he got to improve still and stay healthy. You know what I mean? While playing in the NFL's toughest division, which is the NFC West. You know, Russell Wilson, he's the face of the franchise, I think, in Seattle. And Marshawn Lynch, you know, he had his little holdout situation, but money talks and BS run the marathon. I just think that, you know, Seattle can put it together, but, you know, San Francisco's breathing down their neck. And, again, like you said, Kia, you know, it's going to be hard. It's going to be definitely hard. Their schedule, you know, starts off with Green Bay. You know, then they got to go to Seattle, to San Diego. Then they come back home to play Denver. So, again, those first three games, and then week four is their bye week. So, again, they got to get a bye early. You know what I mean? I don't, you know, they're doing the Super Bowl champion kind of dirty, giving them a bye in week four. But, again, it looks like, you know, Seattle's going to, you know, have some things to do. And now they got to deal with, you know, the price of success. So, yeah, we're in the building, man, after further review is in the house, man. So the Seattle Seahawks are going to do their thing, you know what I mean? 13-3, I don't really see 13-3 as much for Seattle this season, you know what I mean? Because, you know, a lot of teams are going to be, you know, breathing down their neck and want to get at them, you know? So they might even mess around and lose two games at home this season. But we'll get into their schedule and predictions later on down the line as we get closer to the regular season. Doing the preview for the San Francisco 49ers, man. You know, they're the league's most talented team. You know what I mean? And they're facing obstacles like everybody else, man. You know what I mean? And as they go for that sixth Super Bowl, they're opening up the new stadium out there, Levi's Stadium, doing their thing right there. They gave Colin Kaepernick his money, you know. They drafted Jimmy Ward, a defensive back out of Northern Illinois, and Carlos Hyde, the running back out there, to give them some help in the backfield, and going along with Lattimore, Marcus Lattimore, Frank Gore, and that situation right there. The San Francisco 49ers, man, you know, it is what it is. They got to get over that hump. Last year, they was in the NFC Championship game, and you know how that turned out. But they definitely have the talent.
They could have lost that game, too.
They definitely have the talent to make it happen, and they remain, you know, one of the two most talented teams in the league, you know. But injuries, you know, possible suspension, and these newcomers, they're going to test them early, you know what I'm saying, because early on their schedule, early on for San Francisco this season, they got at Dallas, they got home Chicago, at Arizona, you know what I mean, then they're home against the Eagles, and they're home against Kansas City. So that could be, you know, those first five games, they could be 5-0. They could be 3-2, you know what I mean. So again, they're going to be tested. And so, Kia, what's your opinion on the 49ers for this season?
It's tough with the 49ers because I think they're going to have a lot of obstacles they're going to have to overcome. I always go back to that Packers game. I'm just going back to the Packers game. How the Packers could have won that game if that defense was a little bit healthy. The Packers could, I don't see them being all that, and I can see the Cardinals being beating them out for that spot to get to the playoffs. I can see the Cardinals beating them out. I don't see the 49ers doing all expected, and maybe I'll be wrong. I could be wrong. But I don't see the Cardinals coming out the two spot. I won't put the if I was to say who's coming at the number one spot, number two spot, I'm gonna put the Cardinals ahead of them.
I hear you. That's your prerogative. I mean, you know, the 49ers, their schedule is decent. You know what I'm saying? But again, it's not impossible. You know, they playing, you know, against the AFC West. So they got to play against Kansas City. They got to play against Denver. You know what I mean? San Diego. You know what I'm saying? So, again, you know, they're going to be on the West Coast a lot. So, again, you know, they play Oakland Raiders, you know what I mean? So, again, you know, they're going to be in their area. They don't have to travel that much. I think they make a trip cross country. They come to St. Louis. They come to New Orleans, and they come to the Giants on November 16th. So those back-to-back trips, that's week 10 and week 11. They come to New Orleans, then they come to New York. So, you know, that, I mean, I think that might be the hardest part of their schedule right there. You know what I mean? So everything else is either at home or it's on the West Coast. So, you know, again, I respect your prediction in regards to the 49ers and them, you know, finishing behind Arizona. Arizona's on a team on the come up. You know what I mean? So, again, at that point in the day, we'll see who's real and who ain't. You know what I mean? Out of the Cardinals and the 49ers. Can the 49ers improve, or are they going to take a step back, or is this going to be the year when Arizona finally decides to take that leap and say, we're good and we're here? You know what I mean? So that's the NFC West preview right there. I got Kia in the building with me, man. After further review, in the building, 646-200-3838 is the math. I've been rocking this thing for like 2 years, man. I'm feeling myself right now. So we're going to slide on into the AFC East, and, you know, the Jets, Patriots, Buffalo Bills, and Miami Dolphins. Kia, I'm going to let you set it off. What team you want to start with? AFC East.
The Patriots.
All right, New England Patriots. What do you see them doing this season? You know, they were the AFC Championship game last year. Tom Brady getting a year older. You know, the free agents, left and hit the market or whatever. So what's your opinion on the Patriots?
You know what, long as that anchor, you got to call him the anchor, the thinker of that, I think they'll be the AFC East champions again. They'll win that division. It's just something about that combination, Belichick and Peyton. He makes it sound when they're out there. They got the defense back. They were missing their number, Wolfork, who, you know, we all know what he can do in that middle, and that's why the running game was down for them, because he's known for clogging that middle up. You ain't running through him. So it's going to be interesting. Yeah, I'm not sold on the Jets with Ivory and Chris. I'm not sold on that just yet in that backfield. But I just think it's something about the Patriots and how Belichick and Brady just makes it all sound when it needs to be sound. You got to beat them. It's hard. You got to beat them. They're both headaches for defensive coordinators.
I think, as far as the Patriots, I think this is the year when you start to see a crack in them. They come back to the pack instead of, you know what I mean, being that team that gets off to a start that's like, you know, 10-1 or 11-1 or something like that. I think that this is the year that, you know, the Patriots kind of like take a, you know, slip, fall back. So, you know, they made it to the championship game last year. That wasn't enough. You know, the window with Tom Brady is definitely closing. You know what I mean? So, again, it's going to be Super Bowl or bust this season for this team. But I think they caught up in the arms race with the Broncos, you know. But them signing cats like Darrell Revis and Brandon Browner and, you know, Edelman and Brandon LaFell, they're trying to make it happen now. So, again, we're going to see how, you know, all those pieces come together with, you know, the great Tom Brady and how Bill Belichick is going to maneuver around this season and make things happen. They got a number one draft pick out of Florida, Dominic Easley. He's going to definitely contribute on the defensive line. And again, you know, I don't think it's going to be the same old Patriots. I think I see anything between, you know, 10 wins and maybe 12 wins for them this season as far as the Patriots are concerned. I want to talk about the New York Jets right quick. The Jets were 8-8 last year. They had a number one draft pick out of Louisville. His name is Calvin Pryor. He will not be playing in a game against the Colts this weekend. The first exhibition game of the season for the Jets. They will not. They will be without their number one pick, Calvin Pryor. You know, when you talk about the Jets, you think about, you know, the situation at quarterback with Geno Smith, Michael Vick, and they drafted Tyus Boyd from Clemson. So, you know, they got definitely a situation with the brothers back there, quarterback. So you can't fault the Jets for that. Chris Johnson, he's one of those guys that's really going to, you know, talk about being an enigma and people watching you. You know, people are going to be trying to see what type of season he's going to have running on the AstroTurf as opposed to that grass in Tennessee. You know, he was once a 2,000-yard, you know, rusher, and I don't think he's that far removed from that. I think 1,700, 1,800 yards is a mark that can be reachable with the, you know, with the way that, you know, he runs the football. He still has, you know, that in him, and the offensive line for the Jets is decent. I think they can have, you know, they did it for Curtis Martin for, you know, for a number of years. They, you know, even though their offensive line, you know, lost a key component, Austin Howard, he signed with the Oakland Raiders on the first day of free agency. They still, you know, have a decent offensive line. They got a kid named Bruno Giacomi to replace Howard. The receivers for the Jets, Jeremy Curley led the team. He had 43 catches. That's not going to get it done. 43 catches led the league. When you got guys in the NFL catching 105, 100 catches, 90, 80, 43 is not going to get it. So they're definitely going to have to, you know, step up the game, move the ball down the field. And I think it's going to be a surprise with the Jets because they're going to have those components that could do that. You know what I mean? Geno can get it together. He's got a year experience under his belt now. You know, Michael Vick is the insurance policy. You know, even though some people say they see him starting by the, you know, by the end of the season. You know, it's all up to the Jets. They can, you know, shock the world, go 11-5, you know, go deep into the playoffs, or they could turn in another stinker and go 5-11. You know, so, again, their first four games of the season will kind of dictate what they're going to do. They open up at home against the Oakland Raiders. Then they travel out to Green Bay, which is going to be a good indicator of, you know, what Geno Smith could do on the road against that defense. Then they come home and play Chicago Bears, another NFC North game, back-to-back NFC North games. Then they play Detroit, so they'll get their inter-conference schedule out of the way early. You know what I mean? Because they don't play another NFC North opponent until December 7th when they go to Minnesota. So, again, we'll see by the end of the, you know, week four, we'll see where the Jets are as far as their, you know, their toughness is concerned. 3-1, 2-2, you got to eat that if you're a Jets fan. You just don't want to be 0-4 because then you know where you're going if you're going to be 0-4. Defensively, the Jets, I think they can hold their own. You know, they just have to cut out the silly mistakes. Defensively, last year they were 11th in the league in total defense. So, you know, they're not where they need to be, but they're not where they ought to be. You know what I'm saying? So, again, the Jets need to step up their thing. The defensive line is popping. You know what I mean? Muhammad Wilkerson didn't make the Pro Bowl. He had 10.5 sacks. And why didn't he make the Pro Bowl? That was a big question right there. You know what I mean? He lines up inside in the Jets play a 3-4 Kia. And sometimes in their 4-3 set, so they play 3-4 and 4-3 defense. And Wilkerson is like kind of like the MVP of the defensive line. He can play wherever you put him. You know what I'm saying? Sheldon Richardson, he won the Rookie of the Year last year, Defensive Rookie of the Year. And, he has the stuff to make it happen. So the defensive line on the Jets is solid. Their linebacker core is solid. David Harris, you know what I mean? He had a bounce-back year last year. Calvin Pace, he had 10 sacks last year. You know what I'm saying? So, again, their linebackers are decent. The secondary, Antonio Cromartie wasn't signed, you know what I mean? So he's gone. So those kids like DeJuan Landry and Antonio Allen, they have to, you know, make them, their presence felt back there. Dee Milner, you know, he needs to stick to, you know, being on the field and being a presence instead of talking about he's the best cornerback in the NFL. I don't know why he said that, what possessed him to say that, and what was on his mind, but it's cool to think positive, but you got to show it on the field, my dude. And we saw what you did last year, being the number one pick out of Alabama. So, come on, you got to come better than that, my dude. So, again, the Jets secondary, man, I wanted to kind of see Calvin Pryor, you know what I mean, because he was going to, you know, bring that ball hawk, that toughness to that secondary, but he's not going to be playing against the Colts. So we'll have to wait and see what's up with that. But again, man, this might be a make-or-break year for the Jets, man. So they wanted to get, you know, Ryan to a long contract, but it didn't happen. So they're definitely going to have to step their game up this season, do better than, you know, 8-8. And we'll see what happens with the Jets. Kia, what's your opinion about the Buffalo Bills? Did you watch them the other night against the Giants?
Well, I didn't do the Jets. I don't want to do the Jets.
Go ahead.
The only thing, good thing about the Jets is, I guess, because Brady's getting older. I just think, you know, they were talking about how they never brought a veteran in there to scare Sanchez. They brought the right one in there to scare Geno, I'm assuming, because they got Vic. You got to figure Vic fumbles too much. Maybe he gets hurt. They were saying, you know, I think it's just something about how Rex in this, and now that I think the Jets open up with the Raiders. I mean, the Jets play, they got the Raiders, and I think they got the Packers. They got, like, Cutler. So they're playing top-tier quarterbacks this season. So when you're just talking about the defense with Muhammad, I think Muhammad is a great player. Them defense is going to have to play these top-tier quarterbacks. And I think Rivers come in. I'm assuming it. I think the Chargers. So when you're talking about the defense, I agree with you on the defense. It's just that these quarterbacks come in and they were in the top 10 in total defense. Rex Ryan is a defense guy. I don't see the Jets knocking the Patriots off. I don't see that right now. They're going to try. I mean, I think the Patriots and the Jets split last season. I just don't see the Jets dethroning the Patriots just yet. It's too early to call, especially now. I think Santonio Holmes, I mean, it's going to be interesting with the Jets. I'm not knocking the Jets. It's just, I don't see the Jets doing. But with your outline of the Jets, I agree with what you said about the Jets. I agree with that assumption of the Jets. I think the defense with Wilkerson, he lived up to his draft pick. He lived up to that draft pick when they drafted him. He really lived up in that defense there and playing for the Jets. I like it. You're right. He didn't go to the Pro Bowl. Why? That's a good question. Why he didn't make the Pro Bowl?
Because he didn't get picked in that stupid draft.
Yeah, but he lived. I think he lived up to his in his draft. I think he lived up to what he's a good guy. He's a good player. I like Wilkerson. I like him. I like him. I think he's great for that defense. And it's going to be interesting, like I said, these quarterbacks that's coming in here to play the Jets this season. And how well the Jets,
Jets are going to San Diego.
Okay, right. So they play Rivers. I know they play Rivers.
Yeah.
And I think they play Stafford, right? They got the Lions, right? I think
yep.
They got the Ryan. And they got Peyton. Oh. They got Peyton.
Yeah,
so
they got Peyton week 6.
Okay. All right. When is their bye? When is the Jets bye?
The Jets bye is week 11. Right after they play the Steelers.
Right. Cause we our bye is week 12, I believe. Okay. But your assumption of the Jets defense was perfect. They got some quality guys on that team. You were right about that. I'm not sold on that offense.
Yeah, they got Eric Decker from Denver.
Yeah.
The receiver. But Stephen Hill, he's definitely got to step up. And Kirby's got to step up because 43 catches is not going to get it. Somebody's got to take reign at the quarterback position. Geno Smith is going to start against the Colts, which, you know, doesn't really say a lot. But Geno Smith is still going to start. We already knew that from the door. You know what I mean? He's really got to, like, you know, lay a goose egg for, you know, Michael Vick to, you know, really, really assume the position. But, again, you know, we'll see what it is as far as the Jets are concerned. What's your thoughts on the Buffalo Bills?
I like the way they played this past week against the Giants. But Bills was my sleeper last year. They let me down. I had them as a sleeper team. I like EJ Manuel. It's hard to say with the Bills because Mario Williams,
it's hard to say with the Bills. I mean, they were my sleeper. I was hoping that they would come as a number two spot at that division. They proved me wrong. They weren't even a number. But it's going to be interesting because they got the thing about, you know, whether the owner is going to be in place or they're going to, or the, you know, it's going to be interesting down there in Buffalo. But they look good on paper Sunday. They were okay.
Everybody looks good on paper.
I'm just saying they were okay, especially on that first outing with these guys. And like I said, I just can't wait to see how when the real game plays, when the real game starts.
Yeah, I mean, you know, EJ Manuel, you know, like I said on the other show that I'm on, you know, EJ Manuel, you know, yeah, you know, all right for the first time. He wasn't perfect. He overthrew Sammy Watkins, you know what I'm saying? He made the short passes over the middle to the tight end, but he overthrew Sammy Watkins, and I think that's what everybody wanted to see, how EJ Manuel would, you know, would connect with Sammy Watkins, the rookie. But, you know, all in all, you know, Buffalo played, a decent game, you know what I mean? They tried to make some things happen against the Giants, you know what I mean? But, you know, the Giants won the game 17-13. And, I mean, for the first exhibition game, which is actually the Hall of Fame game, so it's a glorified practice, you know what I mean, if that's what you want to call it, I think, you know, they did pretty all right. They did okay. But as far as the regular season, like you said, it's going to be a whole different story. I think everything is contingent on EJ Manuel. You know, he's a big, strong dude. He's got a strong arm, you know what I mean? But he was, like, real hot and cold last year, you know what I mean? And he threw some real bad passes, you know what I mean, the first time against the Jets. But then he probably had, you know, he had his best game against them later on in the season. So I guess, you know, he got the nervousness out the way or whatever, but it's no time for him to be nervous now, you know what I mean? So the rookies, you know, the rookie thing is out the window. So, you know, with the running backs he got back there, Fred Jackson and C.J. Spiller, they both had injuries last year. You know what I mean? But they both combined for over 1,800 yards. And the killer thing about that is they both are heading into the final year of their contract. So they're both going to want the ball, and they're both going to want to, you know, prove that they're worth a new contract. Again, the wide receivers, you know, they traded Stevie Johnson to San Francisco and replaced him with, you know, the kid Sammy Watkins. You know, I'm looking for, you know, nice things out of Sammy Watkins. I mean, if Sammy Watkins can, you know, be that receiver, that number one go-to guy, that means EJ Manuel has stepped his game up, and he's making a connection with him. You know what I mean? So, again, you know, that duo right there, EJ Manuel to Sammy Watkins, you know, should be, you know, heard from, you know, for years to come. As far as the, you know, Buffalo and their defense, you know, they've got their fourth different defensive coordinator in 4 years. You know what I mean? So, you know, because, you know, the dude that used to coach Detroit, Jim Schwartz, he's the defensive coordinator for Buffalo now. So, you know, and he plays that 4-3. So you know what it is with them. So, you know, the defensive line for Buffalo, Mario Williams, 23 and a half sacks in 2 years. You know what I mean? Jerry Hughes, he had 10 sacks. He's on the other side. So their defensive line is pretty decent in Buffalo. The linebacker suffered a real bad hit when Kiko Alonso, he's going to be out for the season, tore a pectoral muscle. He's out for the year, so they're going to have to, you know, make some things happen as far as replacing him. That's going to be a lot because he was the defensive rookie of the year last year. You know, they're going to have to, you know, they signed Brandon Spikes, you know, and they got Keith Rivers back there. So, again, you know, and they drafted a linebacker, Preston Brown from Louisville. So, again, man, they got to do some things. And plus, they lost Jarris Byrd in the secondary. He went to New Orleans. So, you know, some things happened on that Buffalo defense, and hopefully that they can, some people can step up and fill that void. As far as their schedule is concerned, Kia, the Bills open up at Chicago. Then they play home Miami, home San Diego, and at Houston. Then they're at Detroit. So, I mean, you know, that schedule is, you know, it's doable. It's some wins in there. It's a couple of wins in there. You know what I mean? So it's just up to them to make it happen. So that's, you know, that's what the situation is with the Buffalo Bills. What's your thought on the Miami Dolphins?
Their quarterback situation. I'm not sold on the quarterback situation. I'm not, you know what, I see Miami Dolphins not doing exactly what they did last season. And I'm not, it's just going to be interesting to see how their whole scenario come out about. I sort of saw that on their team page that there's these shirts that they're, like, implementing something like how in the military is something about trying to get over, what would not be tolerated in the locker room no more, and, you know, and I'm sitting here like, these are grown men, you know, but it is what it is. That's down here in Miami. They got Courtland Finnegan now, so that's going to be interesting. They got Courtland Finnegan, and they got Brent Grimes. So it's going to be interesting to see how that defense of the Dolphins work out this year, because I thought Courtland Finnegan was down there. He left the Rams to go play down there. So Tannehill,
he went as a free agent. Yeah, and they were 21st in defense, so they definitely got to,
right,
you know, move up. You know what I mean? 8-8 last year.
You said 21st, right? So do this.
And they were 21st in defense last year.
Okay.
So yeah, they definitely have to do their thing. As far as Ryan Tannehill is concerned, I mean, you know, he's decent. I mean, he had 60% passing. You know what I mean? He threw for 3,913 yards, 24 touchdowns, but he also threw 17 interceptions, and he got sacked 58 times.
Right. Okay.
You know what I mean? So, you know, and again, like you brought up, you mentioned the situation with the offensive line that had a whole lot to do with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So again, you know, and the offense always, you know, it fluctuates. You know what I mean? So you can't go from, you know, you have 23 points, 24, 27, then you go down to 17 and 3 and 0 and 7. You know what I mean? So you got to be definitely consistent with your offense. In the draft, Miami got Juwan James, the offensive tackle from Tennessee, so they definitely addressed that situation on the offensive line. They drafted Jarvis Landry, the wide receiver from LSU, to go on the other side with Mike Wallace. I'm expecting Mike Wallace to, you know, step up his game. You know what I mean? Because he had a little case of the dropsies last year. You know what I'm saying? He had 930 yards. You know what I mean? And 5 touchdowns. What's that, man? They gave him $30 million. That's what $30 million buys you, 930 yards, 5 touchdowns. And his long was 57 yards, Kier. That was his long reception of the year, 57. And they gave this dude $30 million. So, you know, they got some things to do, some things to work on. Their running game is decent. They got Sean Moreno. You know what I mean? He had 1,000 yards last year with Denver. So, again, you know, they got somebody back there that's had some speed and is going to be able to, you know, contribute and do some things back there in the backfield for the Miami Dolphins. On defense, you know, they run that 4-3 defense. And they got, you know, we talked about it, stepping their game up. They have the kids so well, and they drafted Juwan James again from Tennessee. And as far as the defensive line is concerned for the Miami Dolphins, man, they have a nice defensive line. Deion Jordan is the truth. You know what I'm saying? So again, they have a nice. Go ahead.
What's your take on Cameron Wake?
I like Cameron Wake. I think Cameron Wake is a very talented dude, you know what I mean? And you don't really hear about him being in a lot of nonsense and stuff like that. You know, he had 8.5 sacks last year, so he definitely can bring that number up to double digits. You know what I'm saying? So, again, you know, he's a problem as far as the defensive line is concerned. You know what I mean? He's definitely a contributor as far as that goes. Their linebacker core could use an upgrade. You know, they spent $27 million last year on linebackers Danelle Ellerby and the kid Wheeler, and they both pretty much didn't, you know, do too much last year. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it has to be an improvement as far as the linebacker core is concerned. Philip Wheeler, you know, he only had a half a sack last year, and he missed a lot of tackles in the run game. So, you know, they definitely have to, you know, improve their linebacker situation. The secondary, again, like you mentioned, you know what I mean? They're going to, you know, do what they got to do. Courtland Finnegan, you know, his rep, you know what I mean, a hard hitter, you know what I mean? He's going to do his numbers, and Brent Grimes is a ball hawk, you know. So, again, you know, Miami, you know, they'll do what they got to do, man. So, you know, they need to make the playoffs this year. I would say that. There's no sugarcoating. They're beating around the bush. They do need to make the playoffs. Last year, you know, they won 8 games. That was the most since the new ownership, Stephen Ross and Serena Williams and Venus Williams and Gloria Estefan and all of them. They own the, you know, Miami Dolphins and all that. But they need to see more wins, man. You know, and I don't think he's going to be patient with the coaching staff if they don't deliver the playoffs. You know, this is the third season. You know, so again, man, you know, Miami has a top 10 defense and some, you know, speed that's kind of intriguing on offense. So we'll see what happens, man. But I think it's going to definitely come down to, like you said in the beginning, of the development of Ryan Tannehill.
I don't think they have top 10 defense. I think they have defense. I don't think they have top 10 defense. But I think they, you know, their defense is okay. But I don't consider them in the top 10 as far as defense. They played well last year, but I'm just saying this year we're gonna see a lot of defensive guys getting a defense bag, and we're gonna see who's gonna, you know, I just don't see them in the top 10 defense.
All right, that's what it is. So yeah, you man, you listen to After Further Review, man. It's 9:33 on Tuesday night, man, August the 5th. I'm in the building holding it down. 646-200-3838 is the mathematics, man. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. Shout out to my man Cortez for taking a leap of faith, man, and making it happen, man, striking up a conversation. You got the mayor in the building. Tell a friend, man, we rock out, man. After Further Review, we do what we do. Score update, top of the 8th inning, Tigers 3, Yankees 3. Let's get it popping, Yankees. What's good? Top of the 9th, Cincinnati Reds 7, Cleveland 2. Bottom of the 8th, Houston Astros and the Phillies tied at 1. Top of the 8th, Marlins 4, Pirates 2. Bottom of the 7th, Mets 5, Nationals 1. Top of the 7th, Orioles 6, Blue Jays 2. Okay, that's important right there. Top of the 6th, Brewers 3, Giants nothing. Bottom of the 5th, Padres 1, Twins nothing. Top of the 5th, Red Sox and the Cardinals tied at 1. Top of the 5th, Rangers 7, White Sox nothing. And the top of the 4th, you got the Colorado Rockies 2, the Chicago Cubs nothing. Later starts, you got Kansas City and Arizona, Tampa Bay and Oakland, Atlanta and Seattle, and the Angels and the Dodgers. That's Mike Trout and Clayton Kershaw getting it on tonight. Who do you see coming out on top in that battle, Kia? Clayton Kershaw and Mike Trout?
I'm going to go with Kershaw.
You're going to go with the pitching. So how would you pitch to Mike Trout?
What is Mike Trout batting this season?
God.
I'm meant to ask.
Yo, I would pitch to Mike Trout inside. Give him, you know, what he's not looking for. Buck him off the plate a little bit. You know what I mean? Stay out of his hot zone. Because he's, you know, basically trying to be, you know, he's a hitter that hits a lot of, you know, mistake pitches. You got to know what you're doing when you pitch it to a guy like Mike Trout. As far as Clayton Kershaw, he's going to command the plate. He wants his area. You know what I mean? And I think that, you know, that's going to be a nice little matchup right there. Clayton Kershaw's power. Clayton Kershaw's, you know, off-speed stuff. You know, can Mike Trout hang in there and find a good at-bat against that dude? And that's going to be a good matchup to watch tonight, the Dodgers and the Angels. You know, and Mike Trout, man, he's, you know, they're trying to make him to be the, you know, the face of baseball right now. And, you know, we'll see what it is. Clayton Kershaw, he's got $30 million. So we'll see what it is, man. And hopefully, maybe it might be a World Series preview right there. Mike Trout is batting 303. All right. Yo, Mike Trout's batting 303, so he's going to take his 303 average into Dodger Stadium tonight against Clayton Kershaw and make some things happen. May you listen to After Further Review on GQ Palace Radio, a.k.a. GQ Palace Sports. I am the man. I'm in the building, man, holding it down. 646-200-3838 is the mathematics, man. We rocking out right now. Again, as we said earlier, Yankees 3, Tigers 3, we're watching that. You know, the Tigers, you know, like I said earlier, before that series started, man, I'm not one to duck. You know what I mean? I'm always in the building representing my team, win, lose, or draw. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to put it out there. And you already know, man, that, you know, a lot of people getting excited about the Tigers and their rotation now with, you know, with Scherzer and Price and Verlander. But it is what it is, man. You know, the game is different once you get between those lines, man. And the Yankees won a tough one last night, and they're locked up in a tough one tonight with the Detroit Tigers at Yankee Stadium, man. So you got the man in the building, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. You know what it is. Shout out to my man Slate out there chilling on vacation and all that. I see you, my dude. Everything is everything, man. We did a little football preview, man. NFC West, AFC East. Next week we're going to bag up the AFC North and the AFC South. And if we have some time, we'll probably wrap it up with the AFC West and start our little predictions, man. So the next couple of weeks, man, stay tuned because we'll definitely start, you know, getting in tighter as far as the NFL is concerned and making our picks, man. And hopefully that you enjoy it and how we're moving, man. It's After Further Review. We've been doing this thing for 2 years now, man. Shout out to the homie once again, Big Rich, holding me down. Miss Lavina, keeping everything in check. You know how we do. Shout out to T, original co-host in the building, you know what I mean? Shout out to the Diva Squad, I see y'all. Shout out to my man Chicky. Shout out to the Bellmans, Family Matters in the building. We do what we do, man. So check us out, man. Shout out to Star. He's pumping me heavy. You know what I mean? You know, he's a supporter of After Further Review, so I salute him for that. Shout out to my man Dev and them over there at War Room Sports. Shout out to the Season Ticket. Shout out to the Party Sunny Cruise Show, the Wacko Network, and all of that good stuff right there. That's the bell right there. You know what that means. We've been rocking out. We finally got the bell back in the building after they took a little hiatus or whatever. John, what's good, man? Welcome to the bigger show. What's happening?
Hey, good evening. Hey, I've been listening to you on the Starbuck Live Show, and you're commenting on sports. I like it.
Appreciate you, my G. I try to, you know, and this is my thing right here. I appreciate you calling in and getting down, man. This is what I do, man. You know what I mean? I talk sports, man, and we try to keep everything topical, try to keep it moving, and try to keep it a little bit more in-depth and what's going on the field as opposed to the other stuff we could be talking about. You know what I mean?
Cool. I'm calling from Miami, and I heard your commentary with Kia about the Dolphins. You left out something crucial there is that we got a new offensive coordinator, Bill Lazor. You know, Bill Lazor came from Philadelphia, so our offense can be really, really fast this year. You know, if you know Bill Lazor, he likes to run the offense pretty quick. And I think with Landry, with Wallace, with Hartline, with those guys, I think we're gonna get I say more than 8 wins this year, and hopefully make the playoffs. What do you think?
Okay. Yeah. No doubt. You know, I got to leave something else out there for somebody else to, you know, pick up on. But no doubt, you're absolutely correct. The offensive coordinator, Bill Lazor. You know what I mean? But again, man, you know what? First of all, I appreciate you calling, John. Thank you once again.
Thanks, man.
Everything is contingent on Ryan Tannehill, my dude. Whatever type of season, Ryan Tannehill, he has to make progress, man. You know what I mean? You know, he took a nice step forward, like I mentioned earlier. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, he's got to, you know, he can't get sacked 58 times. And like you said, the offensive Lazor is probably going to prevent that from happening because as they move, they want to, you know, involve more plays and more diversity on the offense. So, again, man, 8 wins. Let's go through their schedule right quick. All right? We got, home. Their home opener is against New England. Okay? Oh. So what's their record? 0-1 or 1-0?
I go 0-1.
Okay. At Buffalo.
1-1.
Okay. Kansas City at home.
That's always a win. We always beat Kansas City here.
2-1. Okay. 3-1. At Oakland.
3-1.
Okay, so you'll be 3-1 going into your bye week.
Yes,
okay?
Sir.
So now week 6 comes up. You got Green Bay at home. You're 3-1. You play Green Bay.
3-2.
At Chicago.
3-3.
At Jacksonville.
4-3.
San Diego at home.
5-3.
At Detroit.
5-4.
Buffalo at home.
Oh, we need that's paybacks. They swept us last year, so we're going 6-4 there.
6-4 at Denver.
6-5.
He said that
five
real quick.
What was the next one?
At the Jets.
We'll stay with the Jets. They'll beat us up there, and we'll beat them down here. So what's that, 7-7?
That's 3, 6, 9, 12. That's 7-5.
Oh, 7-5. Okay. Yeah, 7-5.
Okay, Baltimore.
Is that home or away?
Home.
We're going to get Baltimore this year. 8-5.
At New England.
8-6.
Home Minnesota.
9-6.
Home Jets.
That's when we're going to get them. 10-6.
All right, so you heard it first, my man John from Miami on the check-in, talking about Miami Dolphins going to win 10 games. Good luck with that. And again, so that must mean, yo, that, you know, that, you know, Tannehill's going to have a decent season. You know what I mean? He's going to make some more, you know, and definitely your man Mike Wallace will have more than five touchdowns, start earning some more of that, you know, that $30 million he got. Norsan Moreno, you know, is going to, you know, do his thing. What are you expecting out of your defense, man, especially in the secondary? We talked about Brent Grimes, and we talked about Courtland Finnegan. What do you think they're going to contribute as far as that secondary in Miami?
Well, I think, you know, like it's true. We said about Cameron Wake, he's a beast. I think, like you, what you said earlier, Phil Wheeler and Ellaby need to step it up. They had a so-so year last year.
Right.
And I think if those guys step it up, I think the defense will be fine. The only problem is the offensive line. And if the offensive line, they're saying Pouncey might come back for the first week. He had a bad injury, hip injury. And if he comes back for the first week, I think he'll be okay. The offensive line should hold up. Juwan James and the rest of the guys. Yeah, appreciate your show, Mayor. And how do we follow you on Twitter or Facebook?
Yo, I'm on Twitter, man. Left-handed. I'm on Twitter. Get at me on Twitter. Left-handed. That's me. I got my Facebook group, After Further Review. I'm in the building, man. Holler at me, man. I'm here every Tuesday night, man. I've been holding people down for the last. I've been holding the last two summers down, man. I've been holding you down the last two summers with the sports talk. So that's how we do, man. And again, man, feel free to call in, man. Check in with me because we're gonna be doing the NFL preview coming up here real soon. So you know, stay connected, my dude.
No doubt. Keep up the good work, man. Peace.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. That's what's up. That's my man John right there from Miami on the check-in, getting us straight with the Miami Dolphins and all that. Once again, man, After Further Review, man, we do what we do over here, man. We talk sports like we talk sports, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I just told the homie, man, I've been holding you down for two summers. So expect some other things coming up, man, in the coming months, man. We're trying to get my face on YouTube to do a little 15-minute joint maybe twice or three times a week, man, so you can see what's going on. We're going to definitely have that rocking by the time football season starts. So, you know, get ready. I'm gonna be in your face like that. You know what I'm saying? After Further Review, man, it's just a thing, man. After Further Review. So we don't really like to talk about things while they're going on. We like to let the things go down, let it marinate, and then, you know, discuss it, man. Have some definitely positive, mature dialogue, man. We don't got to call each other names and go outside and all that. But sometimes, you know, you get outside yourself sometimes. You know what I mean? But as long as your point is being heard, that's what it's all about, man. So, again, man, sports, you know, you love your team. It is what it is, man. You rock how you rock, man. And I appreciate everybody, man. Let's have a touch base, man, with me, man, on this show on Tuesday nights. You know what I mean? You know, without y'all, man, I'll be sitting here just talking to myself, and it's all good because I could do that. You know what I mean? I talk sports, and I do that, but I appreciate it. It's much more, you know, entertaining, and the time goes by, man, real quick when I have mad people on the line and we having a good conversation. So I appreciate everybody for calling in, man. It is what it is, man. And, again, man, special shout-out and salute to the big homie Rich Money, man. I know I do my thing, man. I go off the hook sometimes, man. But that's me, man. That's how I get down. I'm passionate about mine. You know what I'm saying? I got to get it. So it is what it is. And Ms. Lavina holding me down on the radio tip and all the publicity note and all that, getting everything out there, letting everybody know how the shows go down and how they're rocking. So make sure, man. You know, we're getting out there, man. You know what I'm saying? Stars holding me down. He's pumping, you know, the show heavy because, you know, the sports thing is that's what's popping right now as far as radio is concerned. You know what I mean? We're not even going to get into the R&B and all that situation. They know what it is with that. But sports is real heavy on the air, and everybody's trying to get into it. But, again, we try to do the sports, man, without all that fluff and all that other extra stuff, man. Because if you want the extra stuff, man, you can go to plenty of places. If you want the real, what's going on behind the scenes and the chalkboard talk, man, holler at your boy, man. I'm in the building, man. 646-200-3838 is the math, man. I'm the mayor in the building. So that's how we do it, man. We ran down the NFC West. We ran down the AFC East, man. I threw something out there in regards to the NBA and the Christmas Day games. I just wanted to see what the comeback was going to be. I had, you know, a few callers. Kia checked in. You know what I mean? My man Cortez, he's on the check-in, good looking out. My man John from Miami, he checks me out on the Star and Buck Wild show, so he checked in from Miami. That's a good look. So, man, everything's everything, man. We rocking out over here, man. It's been two strong years. We're going to take it, you know what I mean, to the next level, man, and do what we do. So, again, man, every call, every listener, man, is definitely appreciated, you know. And, you know, if you feel like, you know, you want to contribute something, you know, feel free to call, man. Everything is everything, man. We don't, you know, look down on nobody. But if you come in here with that I know this and I know that, no, nobody can't tell me nothing, you might catch a bad one. That's just how it goes down over here. You know what I mean? We respect you. You know what I mean? But when you start getting outside of yourself, then, you know, you're going to get reined in real quick because we got some heavy hitters over here. Shout out to Kia. Shout out to my man Hollywood. You know what I mean? Shout out to Ziggy. I see you. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody who calls into the show, man. Shout out to Cortez, John. You know what I mean? Shout out to you for listening, man. So it is what it is, man. We've been doing it for 2 years. Progress has been made. You know what I'm saying? We had some nice shows, man, some memorable shows. We had some real knockdown, drag down, you know, back and forth going on, and I was involved in a few of them. So it is what it is. We're still here in the building, man. So, again, man, it's about, you know, having fun and being able to communicate with each other live and direct without having to hide behind Google. Because that's what a lot of people do in those sports room groups. This is, you know, take the onion, you know, peel the layers off the onion. You know what I'm saying? And it's cool. That's what you do. You know what I'm saying? But, again, I'm going to say what I've been saying from day one when I started this show, man, August 1st, 2012. I don't care about what ESPN said. Because 9 times out of 10, I've seen what ESPN said already. So I know what ESPN said. I want to know what you think. You know what I mean? I respect your opinion that much. You know what I mean? You could sit up there and run down a whole bunch of ESPN stats and numbers. Well, what does that mean? Unless I'm getting your opinion, a fresh perspective, some brand new eyes on the situation, you might bring something to the table that nobody's, you know, thought to bring. You know what I mean? Like my man John, he called in and brought up the offensive coordinator. I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? So we could get into a dialogue. You know what I mean? That's what it is. So, I mean, you know, represent your team. Do what you do. But when you come with that outlandish stuff, man, you definitely going to get checked because that's how we do it, man. After Further Review is in the building, we've been holding you down for 2 summers, man. Can I get a round of applause for that, man? I've been holding them down for 2 summers. I hate when they. Next week is, you know, next Wednesday, you know, my birthday or whatever, you know what I mean? You see the kid holler at me, say what's up, you know what I mean? Need some dap or whatever, birthday card or something. August 13th is my birthday. Shout out to my man Tito from the Fearless Four, blessed with the British Walkers. The British Walkers are bad. Yo, Rich, gotta get you some of them British Walkers, God. They back in effect, my dude. Stop playing. I got the hookup for you. Holler at your boy. No doubt. So, yeah, it is what it is, man. We've been rocking out, man, doing this thing real heavy, man, for 2 years now, man. So, again, you know, we appreciate you. You know, we still going to do our thing. We got the football preview coming up. Real quick, man, I want to get into a little something that I haven't really heard too many groups get into. I want to talk a little college football real quick, man. We got a few minutes left. This season, is Kia on the line? Kia, you still on the line? You sound like you in Madison Square Garden. Ain't nobody else in there with you. You sound like you rowing away in a boat, and your voice is going in the distance. It's getting lower and lower. But anyway, yo, I want to get into a little college football. This season on After Further Review, man, we're gonna do our own voting because, you know, the college football has a playoff system this season, and we're gonna do our own voting every week, and we're gonna do the announcements probably every Tuesday on the bigger show, the top 10 teams in the nation. So again, man, if you're out there, you wanna holler at me, get at me. I'm at Left Handed on Twitter, LeftHandid. That's Left-Handed. I'm on Twitter. Holler at me if you want to get down. You know, your vote counts. Every vote counts. I was trying to get at other people in other sports groups so they can contribute to this because I really want to make this happen. But I'm definitely going to do my vote for the college football playoff selection. I'm going to do my own vote. I'm going to have the preseason top 10 out probably sometime next week. College football starts on August 23rd. So again, you know, if you are interested in college football and you want to, you know, talk about it with the mayor, holler at me, 646-200-3838. That's how you get in touch with me on After Further Review. I'm left-handed on Twitter. That's how I do it, man. And holler at me on After Further Review on Facebook, man. That's what it is, man. So again, it's what it is. We're gonna set off the football season right. You know what I mean? You might be seeing my face popping up in the near future, and it's all good. But again, man, a lot of people to thank, man. It's been 2 years. This is kind of like the second year little anniversary joint. It just didn't fall on the date like it did last year. But it's all good, man. You know, 2 years, a lot of shows, man. So I got, you know, a body of work. You know what I mean? This is my passion, man. This is what I like to do. I love to talk sports, man. The deeper the water, the better for me. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I like it, and that's how it goes down. Hey, Kia, are you on the line? Because I want to give you your last word before we get out of here.
I'm just expecting a great...
Uh-oh, I hope she didn't get kidnapped. But that's what it is, man. We do what we do, man, over here at After Further Review. Yeah, we deal with Kia with her, you know, Puerto Rican boost phones and all that. You know what I mean? And, you know, it is what it is, man. We have fun over here. So if you like what you hear, holler at me. You know what I mean? Let me know what it is. Like my man John did. He checked in from Miami. I definitely appreciate that, man. Because we just try to, you know, make a little bit of fun, man. You know what I mean? Because some people say that they don't like sports, and I kind of think that it scares them off. But like I said in the beginning of the show, man, everybody, you know, everything is related to sports. You better get to work by 9 or 10 or whatever time you got to be there. You better beat that clock. That's sports. Act like you know. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is, man. So, again, man, score check, bottom of the ninth inning, Yankee Stadium. Top of the ninth, excuse me, Yankee Stadium. Score's tied, Tigers 3, Yankees 3. We got to pull that one off. We'll be saying some things that we can win this game tonight, especially with Toronto losing. You know what I mean? So we got to make that happen. So, again, man, we're here every Tuesday night from 8 to 10 p.m., 646-200-3838 is the math. I appreciate everybody who's listening. They said the lines was on fire. You know what I mean? That's cool. I like that. You know what I mean? So, again, that means that, you know, people are paying attention. I appreciate you for that. And, you know, it gets no better than After Further Review, man. You know, because we do hard body karate and we take no shorts over here. And we talk sports like we talk sports, man. So, again, Kia, you got something to say before we get out of here? All right. We're not taking no ransom notes. So if you got Kia, you stuck with her. So that's what it is over here. After Further Review, man. It is what it is. So, you know, check us out, man. GQ Palace Radio, man. Every night of the week except for Saturday. I'm trying to sneak another Saturday show in there, but Miss Lavina be giving me the screw face. So I don't think she's trying to hear that. But it's all good. You know, Tuesdays is After Further Review. Wednesdays is the Diva Squad. They hold it down. Shout out to Miss T, Miss Rachel, Miss Angie. You know what I mean? They do what they do every Wednesday night, man. They get the R&B popping. You know what I mean? Some good conversation popping. You know what I mean? Some stuff for the mind, body, and soul. Check them out, man, on Wednesday nights. My man Tiki is in the building. Check him out, man. Thursdays is the Belvins, man. They definitely power couple on the come up, man. Check them out, man. The reality of relationship tip on Thursday nights, man. They have some definitely some stuff that you could definitely something that'll stick to your ribs, man. So holler at them. That's my dude, KL Belvin. That's my man right there. Fridays, man, Rich Money Entertainment Tip, holding you down, letting you know what's popping, what's getting ready to pop, and what hasn't popped yet on the entertainment note. So check them out. Interviews, hot music, hot topics, flavor. So check it out, man, on Friday nights. That's my man, Rich Money, holding it down on the entertainment tip. Then on Saturday, man, it's a day of rest. Everybody takes a deep breath. Inhale. Exhale, I know I do. But anyway, on Sundays, you got Miss Lavina, Spiritual Sundays, holding it down. You know what I mean? And you got my man Scribio. Big up to my man Scrib, Timmy Hunter, the brother Squib in the building doing his thing, man, on Spiritual Sundays, doing his thing on GQ Palace Radio. Then Mondays, man, Unsigned Artist Radio. They're holding you down, man, with the latest underground joints, the exclusive joints. It's like a mixtape every Monday night, man. It's like a mixtape, man. So get down with that every Monday, and then back again. We're in the building, man, after Bird's Review with the man. So, yo, it's a full schedule, man. We got your plate full, man. 2 years, man. That's all I can say about my thing, man. I've been holding it down for 2 years, man, and it's good. It's good. I'm appreciating it, man. It's opened me up to a lot of things, man, this radio thing. And I couldn't be more appreciative than I am right now. So tonight, man, we talked about the Tigers and the Yankees. We talked about Clayton Kershaw and Mike Trout. That's going down in a little while out there at Dodger Stadium. We spoke a little bit on the Biogenesis situation where they had the DEA ran up on my man, Tony Brosh, arrested him and 9 other people. One of them was Alex Rodriguez's cousin, but it ain't none of my business. We talked about training camps, NFC West, AFC East. We went there with it. I threw a question out there about Christmas Day games. Kia and Cortez gave me their answers, who they'd like to see on Christmas Day. We mentioned the college football playoffs. We'll definitely be getting more in-depth with that as the season approaches. We talked about how we got down with GQ Palace from August 1st, 2012 to right now. And we just here, man. My birthday's next week, man. Holler at me, man, if you see me. Whatever, I'm on Facebook. You know how to get at me. After Further Review every day. Over sports in the building. It is what it is, man. So, again, man, if you see me, holler at the player. 646-200-3838 is the math. You know what we do, man. So, until next Tuesday, man, this is the mayor. And if you're going to play sports, man, play to win, all right? That's what it is. I'll holler at you. Peace.
You are now tuned in to GPS, GQ Palace Sports at the Further Review. You with the mayor every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m.
Coming to scorch ya, it feels like torture. Yes, I'm a free agent looking at all the offers. Crossover jump shot like Kimbo Walk. I wrote the book on this madness, so call me an author. You ain't coming to play hard, quit your day job. You let New York down like your name is J.R. Smith and Weston. Keep playing aggressive, every shot that you take, hands up is contested, everybody's a guard, play D like you are, yeah I'm winning this game, care less about odds, these clowns ain't worthy, they plays is dirty, I'm giving them 30, so retire my jersey, MJ in his prime, at the gym on my grind, 1,000 jump shots, I'm just taking my time, it means I caught fire, so I call it a sign, they say it's a two-pointer cause my foot on the line, and the clutch they folding, we picking and rolling. Yes, I'm Seth Curry with this ratchet I'm holding. You gotta be joking, believing I'm open. Carry the offense and I shoot it like Copeland. Call it a quit now, Stephen A. Smith now. Anything between that is probably a sit down. Whether home or the road, I demand the control. Just playing the game, doing what I was told. Shorts under the pants, got the heart of a champ. For my brother Black Magic, they should give him a chance. Ballers is average, maniac is a savage. Didn't even box out, cause they letting them grab it. Everything is drastic, he ain't trying to pass it. A lot of one-on-one at that Watson Classic. Ladies showing off all the latest fashion. P.O. call the games and he do it with passion. Ever for president, he's part of my residence. Left-handed crossover's part of the evidence. Can't forget Nike Pro, my dudes in diapers for my Oyez. Who love the excitement, everything is a swisher. Dealing with Corey Fisher, he had 105. That's just a militia. Reggie Freeman, Master Raw, Pop who died, they all play with pride. Pride talking to doubt me, balling without me. Put it all on the line, like Louis McCrowski. They say it was average, Andre Barrett. Every time that I saw him, he was letting them have it. R.P. Ali Moe, cross over then go. The fans is always hype and they loving the show. Can't forget Kenny Stack, I'll be right back. Crazy to see them starting with my boy A. Martin.